From WGCU News, this is Gulf Coast Live. I'm Julie Glenn. The student government of Florida Gulf Coast University passed a resolution calling on university administrators to adopt a sanctuary campus policy. It's a move students are making happen on campuses across Florida and the country after pledges by the Trump administration to end DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. It's an Obama-era program that provides some protections against deportation for undocumented immigrants who arrived in the U.S. at a young age. Today, we'll talk with the outgoing FGCU student president, as well as students and teachers at FGCU working with the school's roughly 60 DACA students. Plus, losing the ability to see can have devastating impacts on people, and a local nonprofit group called Lighthouse seeks to help those who have lost their vision to adjust. We'll talk with two people who lost their ability to see about the extreme adjustments they've been forced to make, and we'll talk with organizers of this year's Dining in the Dark fundraiser about how a blindfolded meal gives people a brief sense of what it's like for the blind. First, the news. Welcome back. I'm Julie Glenn. We have five senses, but one that informs much of our action, movement, and perception is our sense of sight. And when that is lost, people who once walked easily through a crowd or skimmed a book or appreciated a sunset may find themselves at a loss, not only with the obvious loss of their sight, but emotionally it can be devastating. They have to learn new ways to navigate, rely on their other senses, learn Braille, and in many cases be trained to work as a team with a service animal to help them along the way. There is the Lighthouse of Southwest Florida, a group which is a nonprofit dedicated to helping people adjust to blindness, or for people who've always been blind, to help them learn new ways to thrive. Joining us to talk about Lighthouse Organization and its upcoming Dining in the Dark event is Amy Turner, who is the Community Relations Coordinator. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Also with us is Sandy Burke, who holds a state-appointed position on the Florida Rehabilitation Council for the Blind. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And Brian Marin is here, who is also blind and can talk with us about the impacts of losing sight. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
We are talking about blindness and the adjustments that people need to make. We're also talking about the upcoming Dining in the Dark event, which Lighthouse hosts to have people experience what many of their clients deal with every day. Do you have a question or a comment? Give us a call at 1-877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK, or find us on Facebook at WGCU Public Media. On Twitter, we're at WGCU using the hashtag GCL. Amy Turner with Lighthouse. First, tell me a little bit about what Lighthouse does.
Well, Lighthouse of Southwest Florida is a nonprofit rehabilitation, vision rehabilitation agency, and we've been around almost 40 years, located in North Fort Myers. And what we do is we actually give away for blind people that are experiencing blindness and vision impairment a way really to get their life back. We train them with many different aspects, things that would include independent living skills, orientation and mobility, assistive technology training with computers. We have a babies and children's program. I mean, it runs the gamut of the kind of things that we are teaching people in the community.
You know, I was surprised when I looked at your website. There was a lot about the young people and babies and children and teenagers.
Yes, as a matter of fact, we have just a few years ago there were 4 blind babies in our program, and today we have over 30 babies that we're serving and their families. There's many different reasons that children experience blindness. Maybe they were born with it or an accident, but we encourage families to come in, and we help the families be able to help their children reach milestones.
I would think with a baby, it's kind of hard to get them to go for the shiny red ball across the room to start learning to crawl.
That is exactly the point. I mean, think about a toddler. That's what they're looking for. The toddler, they see that ball and they want to crawl across the room. So the question is, how do you get somebody who can't see to want to do that, to motivate them? And that's where our instructors come in. They all have master's degrees and are very knowledgeable in their field. They work with parents and they teach them ways to motivate children. They use adaptive aids and lots of technology.
Mm-hmm. Now, Sandy Burke, how long have you been blind?
I have been blind 34 years. I lost my vision when my daughter was only 6 weeks old.
You lost your vision when your daughter was 6 weeks old?
6 weeks old, yes.
What happened?
It had to do with type 1 diabetes. Back then, there's much more out there that can help you when your sugar goes out of control, when you have diabetes and are pregnant. At the time, 34 years ago, they didn't even have a talking glucometer. Now they do, and it's come a long way. But, you know, it happened, and I'm a happy camper now. I've got a beautiful daughter that's 34 and an 11-year-old grandson.
Well, yeah, that's yeah. But at the very beginning, though, I mean, that's a big adjustment.
Yes, it was. It was. And I was scared. I had nowhere to turn. And centers like the Lighthouse, this is, you know, we need to get the word out. They are here. They are here to help people to get their lives back together. I had to be trained to take care of a six-week-old baby. And it was hard, but believe me, nobody else was going to be her mom but me. But the Lighthouse can train, what I like to say, they can train blind mothers to take care of sighted children, blind sighted parents to take care of blind children. That's what we're in there for, okay?
I imagine that when things like this happen, you kind of feel like you're alone and nobody really understands.
Absolutely, you really do. And again, communities out there, there are people that can inspire you to keep you going. When I lost my eyesight, I did, you know, my life has gone through many, many bounces, topsy-turvy. But I think, again, just reaching out to the community, reaching out to places like the Lighthouse can really give your life just a whole new turn. Granted, I lost my eyesight when I was 22, but I did not get out there in the real world to start working again until I was 38. And once that happened, watch out, world, here I came. And I just, you know, there's so much out there, just so much out there just to learn. You can make a difference in the community. You can just, you know, you might be totally blind, but believe me, you can make people smile.
Yeah, there's a lot out there still. Brian Marin, you're pretty young. So what is your vision like now?
Well, basically, my name is Brian Marin. I'm only 29 years old, and I lost my vision basically 2 years ago. And because of my type 1 diabetes, my sugar went out of control. And when I went to my doctor, he basically said, you know, I had to do a surgery in the, you know, last minute, and that's what I did. And when I basically noticed that, you know, my vision was getting worse and worse, but I thank God, first of all, that he gave me the strength. And I'm here now, you know, to admire and give people out there a positive, you know, thoughts because I can see now, it's not, my life is not over. This is basically a new chapter in my life, and it's just starting to begin, you know, my new life.
So, you know, a lot of people say that when you lose your sight, all of your other senses become more acute or more attuned. Did you find that to be true?
That is true. Basically, I could hear from 30 or 40 feet away, I could hear everything. Like when the fan is on or the phone is vibrating, I could tell you, hey, someone's phone is ringing, and they'll be amazed how good I can hear.
Yeah, you're
and
hearing.
And smell, of course.
The smell.
Oh, yes.
That can be a positive and a negative thing, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Mm-hmm. So when you first lost your sight, did it all happen all at once or gradually?
No, it basically started with my left eye. I started seeing, like, really blurry. And I had to go to the doctor, and they did so many surgeries. But there was one day I went to the bathroom, and I was taking a bath, and the doctor told me, you got to be careful because the diabetes people takes, you know, a long term to heal, you know, a wound or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So as soon as I got up from the bath, I got up and I felt like a huge pain behind my eye, on my left eye. And as soon as I noticed that, my eyes started getting all blacked out.
Oh, so maybe the getting up or something or
exerting
yourself?
Right, the strength gave me, you know, yeah.
Oh,
so then, I basically lost it.
So how long did it take before you went to the Lighthouse?
It basically took me about 8 months later.
Uh-huh. And what happened in those 8 months?
Those 8 months, I'll be honest, I was really depressed. I went to deep, like, chronic depressed. I didn't want to talk to nobody. I didn't want to get out from my room. I didn't want to do anything. I didn't want to eat. Like, I lost, like, I basically lost my blood sugar, like, controlled out of it. And the only thing that I'll say to people out there that are listening now is the only thing that it helped me was instead of medicine or, you know, pills, anything like that, I just put my knees down and I prayed to God. And that was the only thing that resolved my problem. And as soon as I heard about this program, Lighthouse, which I thank so much, they helped my life. I became more, you know, positive person, and it's a beautiful, you know, experience.
Do you feel like you're more positive now than you were even before?
Oh, yes, 100%.
So what kind of things did you learn?
I basically, 8 months ago, I couldn't do anything. Like, I couldn't walk by myself. So I want to thank Mike, the mobility instructor. He basically taught me how to walk with the cane. So basically, it's incredible how he can teach you in so many ways that I can take the bus by myself. I can walk to my bus stop. I can go to the shopping stores. I can go anywhere with no problems.
Mm-hmm. And Sandy,
yes.
You're a ball of fire. You're just all the energy, which makes it make sense why you're the receptionist there. So when people walk in the door, they get hit with this big wad of positivity. And also, do you feel like people kind of feel more comforted because they know that you know what they're going through?
Absolutely. And I think a lot of times when they come through, of course, very understandably, they're feeling sorry for themselves. And they might still have some workable vision left. And when they realize I'm totally blind, they're like, wait a minute, you're running the computer, you're running the phones, you're telling when people are coming in and out. How are you doing all this? Mm-hmm. Oh, and by the way, you're smiling too. And you're asking me how my life is, because no matter what, when you lose any type of vision, it doesn't make a difference how much. It's a grieving process. And to have the people at the Lighthouse there to help, you know, to help support you, to get you through that, I think is number one. That's number one on my list when people come through. It's not over. Your life could be just beginning. So,
well, and that kind of seems to be the case with Brian as well.
Yes.
So that it really was quite a big turning point. Now, Sandy, you work with a service dog?
Yes, I do.
How long have you worked with him?
I've had her now 5 years.
5 years. What's her name?
Her name, we call her Miss V. I usually don't give out her full name.
Okay, Miss V.
Right. Just call her Miss V. So when she's working, and if you happen to see me, hey, Sandy, and you can say Miss V, she's not going to pay any attention to you. She's going to stay focused on getting me across that street safely. And she's not going to turn her head if her name is called.
So now you've only had her for 5 years?
Yes.
So before that, how did you get around?
I also had another dog. She's actually my third dog.
Oh, okay.
But I am trained on how to get around with the cane mobility. That's what you have to learn to do first, how to get around safely with a cane. A cane teaches you, you know, with our mobility instructor, as Brian has said, that's how you learn. That's how you learn to go out there and find out where your point of reference is. And then when you're comfortable with the cane and you feel like you got it down, then you can apply at a guide dog school and they come down and they'll match you up with the dog. You can go to their school. There's a long process to get one.
And I understand that you kind of have to be trained too.
Absolutely. Usually when there's a mess up between me and my dog, it's always operator failure.
Operator error.
Yep.
Whoops.
Yep.
So, Amy, tell me about at Lighthouse, do you have classes that are ongoing? I mean, do people sign up to work with, for example, the mobility instructor and the braille instructors? Is that how that works?
Yes, that's exactly how it works. When people walk through that door, they're experiencing just a range of emotions, and that the first thing that we do is get them situated with our social worker who does what's called an intake process, and that's exactly what they do first. They find out their needs and what kind of things they're looking to learn how to do, what kind of things that are affecting them.
Well, a psychological thing, you know, feeling super down and feeling very alone, that can be an impediment to learning anything.
Well, they're feeling things like shock, anger, sadness, frustration, depression, and grief, because those are all the things. Imagine if your sight was taken away. Imagine if you woke up tomorrow morning and you could not get to work. You couldn't see. How do you do an email? If you can't see, how can you drive a car? If you can't see, how do you cook dinner? All of those things, those are the types of things that we address, and we teach them how to do them. We
a lot
teach
of fear, and then also the grief too, though.
Yes.
You know, I'm listening to Sandy, listening to your story with your little girl. I'm just, You know?
With the grief, we offer adjustment to blindment classes, and we encourage not only our clients to come in, but to bring their family members as well, because it's not just mm-hmm. affecting them, it affects the whole family.
Yes. Yeah.
That is true.
So we offer these classes to help get them through it, to let them meet other clients who are going through exactly what they're going through.
Or then parents that have kids, like you said.
That's
as
correct.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me a little bit about the dining in the dark idea. Where did that come from?
Oh, gosh, that's been around for a while with many different lighthouses around the country. And it is a fantastic, fantastic fundraiser. We're so excited about it. It's coming up April 1st. It's going to be held at Mike Greenwell's 31 Produce Farm out in Alva. And it's just going to be a wonderful time. We have a Western theme this year. And we have something called a Country Corral, which is the most unique thing that you've ever seen. It's a lot of fun. Guests are going to be able to come in and they're going to be able to experience carnival games, Clydesdale horses, and different kinds of fun activities. And they have the option to do everything blindfolded so that they can really experience just for a day what it might feel like to be blind.
What have you, what kind of feedback have you gotten from people that have done the blindfold? I mean, what kind of experience is that for them?
Well, what's great is they just really don't realize that it affects everything that you do. It affects your orientation. You begin to wonder, where am I going to go and how close am I to objects? And it really makes you want to have a new appreciation and a new understanding for what blind people have to go through every day.
Because you can take the blindfold off.
That's exactly right.
And that's
exactly
not the case
right.
for Sandy or Brian or a lot of other people.
That's exactly right. And really, it does bring an awareness. When we have our dinner. At our main event, we serve dinner, and at dinner is when we encourage them to, again, put their blindfold back on. We have instructors that come around and help them to be able to work the fork and figure out where the meat will be, the potatoes and everything. It just for a brief moment, it'll give them an experience of being blindfolded, to heighten their other senses.
There's another thing that comes mm-hmm. along with that other sense heightening deal, because I did a guided tasting with a blindfold on with cheese. Mm-hmm. And the other thing, you know, you just feel, you know, maybe I'm codependent or something, but I felt like such a klutz and I was apologizing for knocking over glasses. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I just didn't even want to move. I mean, you just become kind of like, did you have that same kind of feeling, Brian, when you just like, I don't even want to touch anything because I'm going to knock it over.
That is true. Yes.
Mm-hmm. It just makes, and then that even kind of contributes to that feeling of isolation, mm-hmm. right?
That is true.
So, yeah, but it does make the cheese smell better and taste better.
Oh, yes.
Or worse. Or worse in some cases with cheeses.
See, one of the things I want to share is that even though I cannot see, I will say at the moment, I've been taking classes with Stephanie. She's a kitchen safety class. And she's been teaching me a lot of tricks, how to, you know, cut or cook, you know, flip the pancakes. All the tricks you can think of, you know, use the oven. Well, that's one of my hobbies. You know, I love to cook because ever since I was a six-year-old, you know, kid, I love cooking in the kitchen. And thank God that Stephanie approached to me, I would say, about a month ago. And she told me that there's a program which is it calls Hands-On Education, which I was up there for 2 weeks in Orlando. And thank God I accomplished it. You know, one of my goals, which is a chef, and I made it through it.
I bet you're going to be a great chef because the sense of smell and taste is heightened.
Yes.
I can't imagine.
Just put anything on the table, and I'll cook it for you.
You put it in there. Maybe he should cook for the next event.
Okay. Oh, that's funny.
Call me.
Of course, we have links so people can follow to get more information if they would like some more information on our website at WGCU News to find out more about the Dining in the Dark event and more about the Lighthouse organization. I'd like to thank you for coming in today, Amy Turner with Lighthouse of Southwest Florida, also Sandy Burke and Brian Marin. Thanks so much for being here today and sharing your stories with us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Our show today was produced by Matthew Smith and directed by Richard Chinqui. Our social media coordinator is Tara Callaghan. Gulf Coast Live is made possible through the generous support of the Elizabeth B. McGraw Foundation. For now, thanks for listening. I'm Julie Glenn. This is WGCU FM, Fort Myers, 90.1, WMKO Marco Island, 91.7 FM, NPR for Southwest Florida.